As part of a collaboration between Industries of the Blind and UNC Greensboro art students, this artwork, Family Never Fades by Ethan Wells, is a mural depicting silhouettes of two figures in an urban environment, and the artwork is quite large, measuring 8 by 10 feet. The work is mostly all black, with white lines depicting the outlines of figures and buildings. Slightly right of the banner's center, taking up a large vertical space, is the silhouette of a female figure cradling a small child. A small white circle appears on the chest of both figures, with a subtle beam of light in between, implying a connection between them. Radiating outward from the female figure's head are 5 white, almost tornado-like marks. Behind the central figure are 3 distinct sections divided horizontally, each with imagery on either side of the figure. The top section is the largest, spanning from the top of the banner to just below the figure's waist. The middle section is the narrowest, spanning only from the figure's waist to thighs, with the last section spanning the rest of the banner. In the top section to the left, the outline of an embracing couple occupies the bottom portion of a large skyscraper. A small white heart floats above the couple's heads. The skyscraper stretches almost to the top of the banner. At the top center is a white circle that illuminates an otherwise foggy night sky, which serves as the backdrop for most of the upper section. The sky extends to the right of the central figures and stops at a small cityscape in the distance at about 3 o'clock. The middle section is a narrow, horizontal, dark gray space with the silhouette of 2 cars on the left and 1 on the right. The bottom section displays multiple images atop a black and white splotchy background, similar to television static. At about 8 o'clock on the lower left are 2 smaller outlines of different figures, each within a thin, white, rectangular frame. To the left, a woman uses both arms to hold up a child. In the smaller space to the right is a lone standing figure with one hand in their pocket and the other on their side, as if they are standing passively in a doorway. To the right of the central figure are 2 more frames of space, with more outlined figures. These spaces are aligned vertically. The top space depicts 2 figures in motion. The one on the left has arms raised with emotion, while the right figure subtly sways their arms beside them. Below this is a smaller space with 3 figures, an adult male holding the hand of a child on each side. Now I will tell you about the overall interpretive aspects of this work and the artist. The subject matter of this work comes from an interview between the artist and a visually impaired employee of Industries of the Blind. The implementation of a black and white palette within this work references silhouettes as a result of the process of macular degeneration, which causes loss in the center field of vision. Artist Ethan Wells was able to learn more about this process through a conversation with Matthew from Industries of the Blind. This palette also emphasizes certain moments within the artwork, including a connection being made between the 2 central figures. This visual connection may very well be the clearest example of an exploration of familial connections. The ambiguous depiction of these figures, as well as the smaller and almost framed portraits, allows the audience to reflect upon their own experiences with others. The backdrop of a busy urban environment alludes to an upbringing familiar to many and provides a semblance of narrative.